What is the state of the trees in our area? After Sandy last year, many said we fared better because the derecho a few months earlier knocked out a lot of the weaker links in the tree canopy.
Joining us to talk more about it, Steve Counts, Assistant Fire Chief for Operations at the Virginia Department of Forestry. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Tomorrow, there's almost no doubt we're going to have strong straight-line winds. How concerned are you about the trees here?
Well, obviously, any damage from the previous storms that we've had recently is going to show up in this wind event tomorrow. And what homeowners can do is actually go out and look around their property and survey for any damage that they have there now. We guess that they go out and look for any loose or obviously broken or exposed roots near tree trunks, to look for any leaning or lodged trees, and also to look for any broken limbs that they want to look up in the canopy and look for any broken limbs or limbs that might be caught hanging in another tree limb. Also to look for any loose soil around the base of the tree, for any raised ridges or exposed roots that might be there. To be sure and just take a quick survey around their home and remove furniture or vehicles away from these areas just due to this wind event tomorrow.
Given what we've been through the last couple of years with storms and trees coming down, how would you characterize the state of our tree canopy?
Well, generally, the enclosed canopy itself, those trees tend to protect one another. And where you see a lot of the damage is along exposed road edges or roadways or individual trees that a homeowner might have near their residence.
Now, it's a little late to take care of this stuff now with a saw, but if people have noticed things you're talking about, they should steer clear from those trees or take different routes home.
That's correct. If they know that there's damage in that area, to try and always have a different route home to make sure that they don't become trapped in these areas. And just, we'd ask that they be a little more observant and look for these things as they travel in and out of their residential areas.
Steve, all good advice. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Steve Counts, Assistant Fire Chief for Operations at Virginia's Department of Forestry.